ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट नंबर 39। आय कलत्रं पशवसुतादयो गृहामहि कुञ्जरकोशभूतय सर्वे अर्थकामाः क्षणभङ्गुरायुष्यः कुर्वन्ति मर्त्यस्य कियत्प्रियं चला। रायः ट्रांसलेशन परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन। वन्स रिचेस ब्यूटीफुल वाइफ एंड फीमेल फ्रेंड्स वन्स सन्स एंड डॉटर्स वन्स रेसिडेंस वन्स डोमेस्टिक एनिमल्स लाइक काउज एलिफेंट्स एंड हॉर्सेस वन्स ट्रेजरी इकोनॉमिक डेवलपमेंट एंड सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन इंडीड even the lifetime in which one can enjoy all these material opulences are certainly temporary and flickering. Since the opportunity of human life is temporary, what benefit can these material opulences give to a sensible man who has understood himself to be eternal? Purport. This verse describes how the advocates of economic development are frustrated by the laws of nature. As the previous verse asks, Kim Vishaya Papa Dhanehe? What is the actual benefit of so-called economic development? The history of the world has factually proved that attempts to increase economic development for bodily comforts through the advancement of material civilization have done nothing to remedy the inevitability of birth, death, old age, and disease. Everyone has knowledge of huge empires throughout the history of the world. The Roman Empire, the Mughal Empire, the British Empire, and so on. But all the societies engaged in such economic development, sarve artha kamaha, have been frustrated by the laws of nature through periodic wars, pestilence, and famine, and so on. Thus, all their attempts have been flickering and temporary. In this verse, therefore, it is said, Kurvanti martasya kiyat priyam chalaha. One may be very proud of possessing vast empire, but such empire are impermanent. After 100 or 200 years, everything is finished. All such positions of economic development, although created with great endeavor and hardship, are vanquished very soon. Therefore, they have been described as a chalaha. An intelligent man should conclude that material economic development is not at all pleasing. The entire world is described in Bhagavad Gita as Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, miserable and temporary. Economic development may be pleasing for some time, but it cannot endure. Thus, many big businessmen are now very morose because they are being harassed by various plundering governments. In conclusion, why should one waste his time for so-called economic development, which is neither permanent nor pleasing to the soul? On the other hand, our relationship with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is eternal. Nitya Krishna Siddha Prema Sadhya Kabunaya. The pure souls are eternally in love with Krishna, and his permanent love, either as a servant, a friend, a parent, or a conjugal lover, is not at all difficult to revive. Especially in this age, the concession is that simply by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, one revives the original relationship with God and thus become so happy that he does not want anything material. As enunciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadish kame. A very advanced devotee in Krishna consciousness does not want riches, followers or possessions. Raya kalatram pashava sutadayo griha mahi kunjara kosha bhutaya. The satisfaction of possessing material opulences, although perhaps of different standards, is available even in the lives of dogs and hogs, who cannot revive their eternal relationship with Krishna. In human life, however, our eternal dormant relationship with Krishna is possible to revive. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj has described this life as Arthadam. Consequently, instead of wasting our time for economic development, which cannot give us any happiness, if we simply try to revive our eternal relationship with Krishna, we will properly utilize our lives. Om Agya. So, in this translation purport, Prabhupada is very graphically giving the clear picture what is black and what is white. But we don't like black and white. We like colorful, color TVs. So very difficult to digest black and white. So we'll try to discuss what is black and what is white. As today's dress is also white and black. So it is very befitting. So here it is said, Ayusha Shanabhangura. Shanabhangura Ayusha. In this shloka, Prabhupada is describing how this material world is temporary. Not even material world, even this material human form of life. And here, shloka says, Sarve Arthe Kamaha Shanabhangura Ayusha. So today we'll try to discuss what is temporary and what is permanence. How to take shelter of the permanence in order to get out of the miseries of this temporary world. So, Shana Bhangur Ayusha. It is said that human form of life is like a bubble. We say it is like a bubble. But third canto of Bhagavatam says it's not bubble, it's not like bubble, it's actually bubble. Pancharatrena budbudam. Jantruvacha. Pancharatrena budbudam. He is saying, Jantu is saying, what he is actually in the womb of a mother. He is not a big prime minister, president, like that. Actually, on the fifth day, we are just like bubble. Not just like bubble, we are bubble. Pancharatrena budbudam. So, we should not be proud of our positions. That's why, na dhanam na janam na sundarim, kavitam va jagadish kame. So, temporary life is also mentioned in so many scriptures, so many saints. Even Sadhu Guru Shastra again and again stresses the temporariness of this material world. Even Krishna wind up his own dynasty, Yadu dynasty, just to show us that how temporary material world is. He may have continued to live with his dynasty. But if we continue to stay in this world with our dynasty, we will die nastily. So, very essential to understand the temporariness of the material world. Ayushana ekopi. It is said, Ayushana ekopi. But unfortunately, we are lamenting for small things which we are losing. We have already lost or we may be losing in future. But we are not lamenting what we are losing, the precious human form of life. We are not caring for that. And this is stressed in this particular shloka. Even the Lomas Rishi, about whom it is said that his lifespan was so big that after Brahma's 100 years, one hair from his body used to fall down. You can just imagine how many hairs he was having on his body and how many Brahmas would have been gone and come. But still, when he was doing tapasya, penance, Indra wanted to sponsor a hut. for him. Indra wanted to sponsor a hut, and he came to Lomas Rishi and said, "I want to build a hut." He said, "Hut." What to speak of? Building a hut. This life is so short. I don't have time to live to maintain the hut. So you go, as we say in Hindi, disgustedly, hut, chale jao. Like that he was saying. So in this purport, Prabhupada is giving the clear picture, what is temporary nature of this material world. And even Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Arunodoy Kirtan very nicely explains how this temporary world is temporary, material world is temporary. Jivana anitya janahasar tahe nana vidha vipidabhar namashraya kori jatana tumi takah apana kaje jivere kalyana sadhana kam jagate ase madhuranam avidya timira tapana rupe hrudaya gagane braje. And in 8th stanza it says, Krishna nama sudhakaro koriyapan jurao bhakti vinoda pran nama bina kichunahi ar chauda bhuvanamaje. He says that you should understand this essential fact. This life is temporary and filled with various kinds of misery. Therefore, carefully take the shelter of holy name and remain always engaged in service as your eternal occupation. Desiring to bless all living entities, this sweet name of Krishna has descended to this material world and shines like the sun in the sky of the heart, destroying the darkness of ignorance. Drink the pure nectar of holy name of Krishna and thus satisfy the soul of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There is nothing except holy name within all the 14 words. Therefore, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatirandita. Therefore, about material word or material existence, it is said, Padam Padam Vipadam Natesham. And this is the eternal truth of this temporary world. Padam padam vipadam natesham. So, even in the womb, we are not comfortable, which is the most safest place. And what Prahlad Maharaj is telling is what he learned. The title of this chapter itself is What Prahlad Learned in the Womb. He has learned in the womb, but we are not learning, even though we are going to tomb, life after life. We are still not learning the lesson. But Prahlad is teaching us what he has learned in the womb. So, before going to tomb, we should learn what Prahlad Maharaj learned in the womb. So, in the womb, the child is called complaining boy. And when he comes out, he becomes complaint boy. But still, miseries don't stop. Miseries continue to increase day by day. So, that's why it is called as Padam Padam Yat Vipadam Natesham. It is the eternal reality of this temporary world. And it is said about Krishnadas Kaviraj, even though he was blind due to old age, still the person with perfect vision, 20/20, used to come to take vision, to get vision from him, because he has realized the reality. And we are not realizing the reality. We are in illusion. That's why he was said he was completely realized. He was having realized even though he was blind. That is his greatness. He was having realized even though he was blind. Similarly, Prahlad, the great Mahajan, is teaching us what he learned in the womb of mother. And he has realized this knowledge in the womb itself. And we are not learning. And that's why Shankaracharya says, Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam, Jathare Shayanam. Again and again, we are taking birth in the womb of a mother, not woman, male, human form of life, but in cats, dogs, mother's womb. That is the greatest danger. So we should try to avoid this material world and take shelter of the permanence. So in the material world, it is everyone is after permanent thing. Permanent job, permanent place, permanent wife, permanent address, permanent relationship, permanent life. Everyone wants permanent things. No one wants temporary things. Because this is the nature of soul. He never satisfied with the temporary things of this material world. So, even though this material world cannot afford permanence, still we are trying to be permanent in this material world. That is our greatest misery. As even the jobs in this material world, there is no guarantee of tomorrow. What to speak of tomorrow today? If you go on job, today you may be fired from the job. You don't know whether you are going to be permanent or not. Then place, always flighting for other places, in the bus, in the train. People shed blood for the small place just to have a place in the bus or in the trains. But when last stop comes, nobody cares for that place. Everybody leaves that place. Similarly, this is the greatest journey. And we are trying to build a hut on the bridge. And no municipality corporation allows a house or a hut on the bridge. Because the purpose of house or bridge, purpose of bridge is to cross over from one place to another place. That's why we should not try to build permanent places or run after permanent things of this material world. Because material world itself is a temporary place. How it can provide permanent place here? Again, once Jayadat Maharaj was telling about the Dukhalaya Mahashashvatam Shloka. When we go for a rented place or we want to purchase a land, we go in so many detailed papers. We go to advocate, so many estate agents, and try to confirm that nobody will drive away after purchasing the land or rented house. So we go through so many papers. But Krishna is telling about this place by writing on the bond paper of Bhagavad Gita, Dukhalaya Mahashashvatam. But still we are not ready to accept it. So that is our miserable condition. So, permanent shade. We want permanent shade. But it is not allowed in this material world. Dhruva also wanted a permanent place. But ultimately what he asked for Vishnu, when he got the darshan, when he got purified, he was asking for the association of devotees, remembrance of the Lord, and always hearing and chanting his glories. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Even Hiranyakashipu wanted permanent life, but his life policy was tear apart by Narasingha Dev. So, no one is permanent. What happened to him? He was completely baffled in his attempt to have a permanent life. So, we can see from the Sadhu Guru and Shastra, whenever the greatest devotees got the darshan of the Lord, they were asking not for permanent place in this material world. They were asking for the association of devotees. Taste for chanting and hearing. And that is the permanent thing in this material world. And we'll try to discuss about that. So, Prabhupada says in introduction to Bhagavad Gita, in material world, our very existence is in the atmosphere of non-permanence. Very, very powerful statement. It is very striking. If you just realize this one word, one sentence, you can surely make effort to go back home, back to God. He says, in material world, our very existence is in the atmosphere of non-permanence. And therefore, always in full of anxieties and insecurity. That is the main cause of our suffering. And when we are surrounded by everything that is non-permanent, we desperately need a permanent thing to hold on. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, there are only two things permanent in this material world. One is Jivatma and second is Holy Name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So there is no other choice, no other way, no other way, no other way for the Jivatma but to take shelter of the holy name. Because nothing is permanent. Permanent can give permanent shelter. So, taking shelter of permanence is very, very essential in this temporary world. Just like we usually give the example, soul in the body is the only spirit and he is surrounded by everything material. And still we ask, what is the matter? We understand this. Only soul is of spirit and everything is matter. But still we ask, what is the matter? That is our precarious condition. And that soul is desperately wanting to come out from these coverings of matter. Just like example is given, when a wooden small particle goes in your any part of a limb, especially hand or leg, you are desperate to take out that foreign particle from your body because body is not cooperating. Whole concentration of the body is on that immense pain you are suffering because of that foreign particle which has stuck in your body. Till you take out that foreign particle from your body, you are not happy. Similarly, till you take out this spirit soul from this material coverings, you are not happy in this temporary world because it is completely surrounded by all matters, nothing else. Therefore, without having relationship with Krishna or Krishna's holy name, permanently, living entity has no permanent relationship in this material world. Therefore, it is said, without permanent, there is no paramanand. Without permanent, there is no paramanand. Because from Brahma to Brahma Kit, A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartina Arjuna, Bhutva Bhutva Prilte. Again and again, creation is taking place, destruction, maintenance is going on, and again, destruction is taking place. And Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam, Jatreshanam. Again and again, we are doing the same things like a madman. Madman does the same things again and repeat. He repeats the same things. And we are doing the same things. Birth, old age, disease and death, Ahar, Nidra, Bhaya and Maithun. Nothing else we are doing in this temporary world. So from highest to the lowest planets, no shelter for such jiva. And always in search of shelter. Whether from Brahma to Brahmakit or Indra to Indragop. Therefore it is very nicely explained in the Madhurashtakam. Abrahmastam pariyantam sarva mayam jagat satyam satyam punasatyam hare namaeva kevalam. In whole creation from Brahma to insignificant Brahmakit or blade of grass, everything is the creation of Krishna's external energy, which is non-permanent, asat. There is only one and one truth, satyam satyam param satyam, which is permanent, and that is taking shelter of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So, this is Krishna's causeless love and mercy on the Jivatma. Because without causeless, we are useless. So, for us, there is only one reality. Satyam, satyam, puna satyam. In this non-permanent material world, that is taking shelter of the permanence of the holy name. Chanting of the holy name. So, in this material world, you will not get shelter because it is non-permanent. Dukkhalayam ashashvatam. The nature of the living entity is being sheltered in something that is permanent. See, the dogma of this material world, that we are searching for shelter and material world is not ready to give because the nature of the material world is its impermanence. Living entity wants permanent place, but material world is not able to allow permanence. That's why it's called asashvatam. And it is always full of sufferings and anxieties. That's why it is called dukkhalayam. Therefore, whatever relationship we establish within this material world, are non-permanent, never lasting. Therefore, Govinda says in Bhaja Hure Man, Kamala Dala Jala Jeevana Talamala Bhaja Hure Haripada Nitire. Bhaja Hure Haripada Niti means in Kali Yuga, taking shelter of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So, these material relationships will not make us happy. They will not satisfy us, whatever may be the nature of the relationship of this material world. Living entity cannot be satisfied with the temporary relationships of this material world. Only one thing can satisfy, that is Savai Pumsa Paro Dharma Yato Bhakti Adhirakshaja Ahetuki Apritiyata Yayatma Suprasiditi. When the soul will get satisfaction, complete satisfaction, when he engages in devotional service. And devotional service begins with chanting of the holy name. So, it is very essential for the sadhakas especially to take seriously chanting of the holy name. Only one relationship with other living entities and other things of this material world are permanent. That is one who reminds us of the holy name, who teaches us how to take shelter of the holy name, and who teaches us to increase our faith, unflinching faith in Sadhu, Guru and Shastra, to take shelter of the holy name. That is the permanent relationship we have with other living entities in this material world. Those who teaches us. Therefore, it is again said, Sa Guru Sa Pita Chapi Sa Mata Bandho Apiha Shikshaye Che Tad Yata Smartum Harer Namaihi Viki Kevalam. He is the our real Guru who teaches us how to take shelter of the permanence. Otherwise, he is a cheater, not teacher. He is a real friend. Friend in need is friend indeed, who gives us shelter in the calamities, when we require shelter most. He is the Mata Pita and his Bandava, who teaches us how to take shelter in the holy name. Otherwise, only relatives in the name sake, because they are related to body and body is going to finish. It is temporary. But unfortunately, we have forgotten this real treasure of our heart, and in this forgetfulness, we are wandering life after life in search of shelter, permanence, in this material world, and we are becoming more and more shelterless. That's why, again, it is said the greatest tragedy of wandering Jivatma, Bhatakti Atma ki, Dukbari Kahani, is Aho Dukkham Maha Dukkham Dukkha Dukkha Taram Yatam Kachayam Vishmrutam Ratnam Harer Namayeva Kevalam. Oh, what a great sorrow, what a great sorrow, living the real gem of Krishna and Krishna's holy name and looking for the broken pieces of glasses of this material which is causing him simply bleeding life after life. It is said we are running after the broken glasses. Broken glasses means temporary things of this material world, by forgetting the real gem which has Krishna left through his holy name. So we should grab it and keep in our heart and take shelter of this greatest gem. Then we can become happy. Therefore, only permanent can reign this non-permanent world. Therefore, it is said, Trinakritya Jagat Sarvam Rajate Sakalaparam Chidanandam Mayam Shuddham Harer Nama Eva Kevalam. So, only permanent can reign this non-permanent thing and give us permanent happiness. Therefore, permanent can give us only permanent. So, there is only one solution to all these temporary problems, anxieties, sufferings, miseries, whatever you may call, of this material world, material dualities of this temporary world or material existence is, whether physical, mental, intellectual, ego, or family problem, social problem, national problem, of any kind of problem, there is only one solution. If we take seriously the shelter of the holy name, then we are protected. We will be awarded with a real shelter, permanent shelter. Because this holy name is not of this material world. It is coming from the permanent person, from the permanent place. And it is permanent. That's why it is said, Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtan. We should be running after this dhana, Premadhan, not dhana of this material world, which is broken glasses. Simply bleeding will be there if we run after broken glasses of this material world. So it is sheer foolishness to trade the eternity, permanence in the exchange of temporary relationships, jobs, bodies, places of this material world, which are hardly going to last for another 30, 40 years. Because we are going to stay, live for another 30, 40 years. So it is sheer foolishness to trade eternity for the in exchange of permanence. So we should always think about this problem point. And how to take shelter, it is said very nicely in different scriptures that relationship with Krishna is eternal, as Prabhupada says in this purport, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai. As once someone asked Michael Angelo, how you make such exquisite sculptures? Then he replied that I don't make sculptures. It is already there. I just chisel away the useless marble. That is the meaning of Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kumane. It is already there. The exquisite sculptures are already there. But he was just taking away with chisel all the useless marble. Similarly, Nitya Krishna Prem is always there, already there in our heart. We have to take chisel in the form of holy name and take out unwanted marble of anarthas and purify our heart. Then this treasure is ours. Similarly, we have to understand this Nitya Krishna Prem. So only you have to have the magic words to get the treasure which is hidden in the cave of our heart. Krishna Prem. We have to understand the magic words, just like in Alibaba and 40 stores. He was there, Alibaba was knowing the magic words, Khulja Simsim. Similarly, we should know the magic words, magic mantra, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Then that treasure will be opened. Then that heart, cave, like heart will be opened and treasure will be ours. So, the master key is given to us to open all the secrets of the whole creation. But still, we are not having faith in this master key. Master key, why? Because this is given by a supreme master. So, we should have a complete faith in the Harinam. So, once we establish our relationship with Krishna through holy name, then nothing is required. Automatically, all other relationships will be taken care of. No need of going on, building up new relationships. Just like it is, example is given, when a girl gets married with her husband, automatically, with all other relatives of her husband, she gets related. No need of doing separate yagya or separate formalities. Now he is your mama, he is your mommy, he is mausi. Not like that. Separate yagna is performed. Automatically, when she gets married, automatically she gets related to all other relatives. Similarly, once we get related to holy name, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare. Prabhupada is saying no separate endeavor is required create relationships or establishments. If our relationship with Krishna is in order, then everything is in order. Sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Just take care of this one relationship. Then Krishna will arrange, because he is Sarvatma snapanam. He will satisfy everyone, because we are watering the root. If you don't water the root, then Krishna will become unhappy. Bhagwan root jayenge. If you don't water the root. So Prabhupada used to say, if you are not chanting, Prabhupada used to say, how this relationship is eternal on the basis of chanting of the holy name. Prabhupada used to say, if you are chanting and I am chanting, even though we are separated by time, place, circumstance, like we are living in different cities, different countries, different worlds, even though we are separated, still we are together. If we are chanting together, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Therefore, attentive chanting and hearing is the real permanent and eternal relationship, bondage between devotees and devotees and devotees and Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, therefore, Prabhupada's mission statement was, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Why? Because without permanent, there is no paramanand. If you want to get paramanand, permanently happy, you have to take very seriously to the chanting. Otherwise, Srila Prabhupada used to say, in other places, chant Hare Krishna and your life will be sublime. If you don't take chanting and hearing attentively, it will be just opposite in Hindi, sublime. Sublime ka matlab kya hai? Sab jivan ko chuna lag jayega, sublime. Jivan ko chuna lag jayega, sublime. Sab jivan ko chuna lag jayega, sublime. So you will not be nowhere in spiritual life if you don't take very seriously hearing and chanting. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Ram. Further, Srila Prabhupada used to say, Prabhupada is saying in this purport, such devotees who has revived his relationship with Krishna through Hare Nam is so happy that he doesn't want anything of this material world. And he says, Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. Why this is so important for us Gaudiya Vaishnavas, this particular shloka? Because it is said, as a sailor knows in which direction he is going by seeing the North Star. Just by seeing the North Star, the sailor can understand in which direction he is going. Similarly, for a Gaudiya Vaishnava, Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim is like a North Star. We can understand in what direction we are going. We are going in the right direction or opposite direction. So it is said, it is not so important how much you have gone to distance. But which direction you are going, that is important. Similarly, direction is given. Okay, we can understand we are on the proper way or proper path just by seeing to this North Star in the form of Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. So, second reason is why it's so important, because when you have Krishna with you, nothing else is required. Krishna in his form of holy name is with you, then nothing is required, because he will take care of everything. Material and spiritual, all the needs will be taken care of. Sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Sri Krishna. So, our acharyas ask, why this mood of dhana, na dhanam, na janam, na sundar is required? Why we stress so much on this? What is so bad in this? Because we give up a little to become devotee. But after coming to Krishna consciousness or devotional service, Maya offers us more than what we ever had. So this is Maya's offer. What we were having, Maya is offering more than that, especially when you want to become full-time brahmachari. Maya is so cunning that she wants to offer whatever you want. Maya is offering so many things through parents, relatives, society, etc. They offer you bungalow, permanent job, beautiful girl, even a temple at home. And they say, don't worry, you just stay at home, we'll take care of. But how long they are going to take care? And how long we are going to stay with them? Another 30, 40 years. Afterwards, we'll be again bereft of their relationship. So, we should not trade eternity in exchange of this permanent relationship. So whatever you want, it's available at your fingertips when you want to join. Maya, through parents, relatives, ready to offer you in exchange of pure devotional service, whatever you want, the whole creation even. But still, if you are very firm in your determination and you understand this sloka, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, then you can sustain this temptation and go ahead with taking shelter of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So therefore it is said to maintain ourselves in devotional service is more difficult to just get in. Starting is very easy. Finishing is more easier than that. Just call your so-called friends. They will close down your shop. But maintaining shop or maintaining married life. Getting married is so simple. Just go to the court and sign the papers. Two signatures required. And getting away from the relationship is more easier. Just chant three mantras. Talak, talak, talak. Then automatically lock will be there. But maintaining a married life is difficult. Similarly, maintaining in devotional service is difficult because we have not understand this shloka. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadish kamay mama janmani janmani bhavata. So just as caterpillar cannot go to the next leaf, very nice analogy is given. Just like a caterpillar cannot go to the next leaf unless it's firmly planted on the leaf before. Unless until put his leg firmly on the next leaf, it cannot go. Similarly, you cannot go ahead in spiritual life or cannot get ruchi until you become detached from the material opulences of this material world, symptomized by na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, va jagadish kame. Very, very graphic example is given here of caterpillar. He cannot lift his behind leg unless until he is firm with his front leg when he is put on front leaf. Then he takes away. Similarly, we cannot detach ourselves even after coming to the devotional service, devotional life, unless and until we detach from material life symptomized by na dhanam na janam na sundarim. And why we are not and why we want all this dhanam janam sundarim? Just to impress others, especially opposite sex. That is our precarious condition. That's why you are not taking to chanting of the holy name very seriously. Because we are entangled by this material attachment. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim. So unless and until we give up mentality of impressing others, it's very, very difficult to cultivate relationship with the holy name and ultimately with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, it is very, very important to spend quality time with the holy name. Not just for the sake of chanting, we should chant. We should take out quality time. Just like when your friend who is coming after 5-10 years from Dubai, after Dubaiing, he is coming after 5-10 years and he wants to meet you. So you take out special time. You take holiday for him. You go to picnic or outings or some pictures or some big hotel and you spend quality time reviving your relationship, remembering your relationship with him. Similarly, we should understand holy name is our eternal friend who is coming to meet us every day after a long, long time, after lifetimes. So we should give every day quality time and spend more and more time with this eternal friend. Then, and then only, he will start reciprocating. So, if we spend quality time to establish relationship with this holy name, because holy name is also person, Nama Prabhu, he is non-different from Krishna himself. Nama Rupe, Kalikale Nama Rupe, Krishna Avatar. So, by spending quality time with whom we have natural relationship, our love grows. How to increase our love? Answer is given here. By spending quality time with whom we have natural relationship, we can grow our love. We can increase our love. And then only we can enjoy the company of the holy name. Unless and until you give some time, the name will not start reciprocating and you will not start releasing the holy name. So when we are focused and not indifferent to the chanting of the holy name, then the real bond, eternal and permanent relationship is developed with holy name. That is the secret of chanting. So we have to take out special time. not just 16 rounds. We have to chant more and more. We should always think 16 rounds is of this day, particular day. What about rounds left or backlog left before coming to Krishna consciousness? What about 84 lakh species I have spent without chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Then you can understand how much backlog is there. Just chanting whole day is not enough, even. What to speak of 16 rounds. Then we will take more seriously chanting the holy name. Then we can become happy in the company of the holy name. That is the blessing of relationship with holy name. When we'll become happy in the association of holy name? When we give quality time. That is the blessing of the holy name. Otherwise, we want to finish the japa. We say, japa khatam kya. Japa khatam kya matlab? Japa ka murder kya. Japa khatam kya. I have finished the holy name. Japa. That is the not way. You should see the holy name as your eternal friend, not khandani dushman. Janam janam ke dushman, not like that. We should would not treat holy name as a we should treat holy name as your eternal friend, not eternal enemy. So think your real eternal friend, Suridam, who is coming after long time, as I described. We take out special time. And ultimately, lastly, we can understand if you don't take association of Krishna's holy name in the form of his holy name, which is the only reality, permanent thing in this non-permanent material world, you will be forced to associate with your wretched material mind. There is no other choice. So, choice is yours, whether to associate with deceitful mind or to associate with the holy name. So, mind, if you associate with deceitful mind, then your end is definite. That's why it is called as mind. My end means mind. Therefore, cherish and relish the direct association of holy name and feel the real security, real permanence by taking shelter of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Therefore, it is recommended to sit before the altar and chant, because in the altar, everything is permanent. Parampara is real. They are eternal. Guru, Param Guru, they are eternal. Our relationship with them is eternal. Our deities are eternal. With our Ishtadev, relationship is eternal. Even this atmosphere of Vrindavan is eternal. So, if you take shelter of the altar while chanting, then your life will alter. And there is no alternative for that. So, very, very essential to take shelter of the holy name, because unless and until you take shelter of the eternal thing in the form of holy name, in the form of our altar, devotees, it is very, very difficult to continue our spiritual life in this material world, which is temporary. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. One or two questions we can take, if anyone has. Otherwise, it's too late. We can stop here. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu, for the wonderful class. Thank you. You spoke about the example of Michelangelo, that when he chiseled away, that the sculpture was already there. He just had to chisel away the useless part. So how much in our life do we have to chisel away at, in terms of economic development, so that we have the right balance so that we can go on in Krishna consciousness? Because sometimes Prabhupada said that Krishna consciousness means that we bring our eating, sleeping, mating, and defending to zero. And but we find that sometimes when we're in austere situations, it's hard for us to practice Krishna consciousness. At the same time, if we engage too much in sense gratification, then we also lose on spiritual development. So at what level do we know that we're at the proper state?
We can't make it zero because we are not a real hero. They are the heroes, Shadu Goswamis, real heroes. So, right now we are on the bodily platform. So, just to maintain body and soul, we have to work. And all other activities are meant to facilitate hearing and chanting, ultimately. That is the purpose. If whatever you are doing is not facilitating you to chant here and more, then it is Shramaya Vikevalam. So, we should balance. And how much we should do, there is no limit. But according to your capacity, according to your relationship with the Holy Name, according to your taste, you can go on chanting. That's why Jaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Kirtaniya Sadhari. That's why one of the present acharya says, Kitana jap karna chahiye. Jap kitana karna chahiye. Itana jap karke, had kar de, Yamaraj bhi apna khata rad kar de. Just like all the sins, all the account was closed of Jagai Madai when they were chanting incessantly or taking shelter of the Holy Name. Similarly, we should go on chanting whenever you get time. Just like karmis, they don't waste their time, avyartha kalotam. As soon as they get time, they go and take shelter of the remote control and go on clicking the channels. Even though they don't say anything, they are just going on changing the channels, 100 channels. For 2 hours, they are just changing the channels, not getting time to see. Similarly, we should be always, as soon as we get time, like karmis, we should take shelter of the bead bag. And go on chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Because we don't know when death is going to come. Any mala, any mantra, any syllable may take us back home, back to Godhead. We should not take chance by giving up that chance. Should take, chant more and more. Because backlog is too much of this life and 84 lakh species, at least 84 lakh species before coming to this human form of life. So you should not take chance and become lazy. Therefore, it is recommended whenever you get time, just take shelter. Because this material world is padam padam vipadam natesham. It is said this material world is compared to the war field. And when you want to go on war field or walk on the war field, you are so careful before taking your next step, you always think whether the next step I am taking underneath there is a bomb or not. Because war field means always there are bombs underneath the mine. So like that we should always understand and take shelter whenever you get time. And slowly, slowly you can rise to the platform of those of Goswamis. Right now, if you try to imitate, you will be frustrated. And you may leave also. All of a sudden you start 64 rounds, very difficult. Just like it is said, if you want to lift a bull, you have to start with calf. Slowly, slowly, the calf will also grow and your strength will also grow. Similarly, you can one day lift a bull. Bail, it's called as bail. But we are lifting mobile and that is not good. If you are lifting a mobile, not bail. And trying to chant while talking on mobile. So it is said, if you are talking on Nokia and chanting, and afterwards someone asks you, Japa kya kya? Japa Nokia. So we should chant very, very attentively, distinctly, desperately, feelingly, pronouncing each and every word and trying to hear. Unless and until the medicine goes through ears, it will not start working. The magic will not start working in the heart. That is our problem. We are just pronouncing but not hear, trying to hear. If not hearing, then very problem, especially for brahmacharis. If you are not hearing, then you have to go for earring. So, very, very essential to chant very, very attentively, distinctly, desperately, feelingly, willingly. Treating this holy name as our eternal friend, not eternal enemy. Japa ko khatam kar diya. Murder kar diya japa ka. Nahi, not like that. Okay? Then test will come. We'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki. Golokera premadan harinama sankirtan ki. Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki. Itai Gaur Premanande. Samved Bhakturanda ki.